3:36 a.m. Toots is going home. He's just going to walk home to Northcote like a crazy person. Matt Kavanagh is on the couch. Burn the car. Suzanne Hobbs and with the other chicks in the Bengals transvestites, so nobody knows for sure.
Yeah, there's a debate, I remember that. Yeah. The haircuts were up to giving it
a yeah. And no, the go-go's, they were kind of like, they were pumped. They were like shampoo before shampoo. They were like pro shampoo. And then she split from the go-go's, went all commercial. But it was still awesome. Burn Carla, I wonder what Burn Carla is doing right now. Somewhere in her heart, she's always dancing with some guy in the summer.
That's
not
so bad.
Kind of fun. I wonder how the egg will go.
Remember a lot when the 80s music started to sound like 80s music? Like the FM synthesizers and the particular 80s voices, how magical it felt? Remember that sort of happening? So when that 80s sound with the big production and the synthesizers and the weird tones.
Does that sound like
what? Yeah, FM synthesizers, still big DX7 keyboards that are all for a piece.
No, I missed that, I'm afraid. But what? They were supposed to sound like
something. That sort of classic, plasticky 80s tone?
Yeah, I do.
I remember popping up and going.
Stephen Merritt. Oh, we'll play some Stephen Merritt after this. We'll play Future Pop Heroes. There's a beautiful synth pop out there. The Future Pop Heroes. Beautiful.
The other pop stars in the world. I love Madonna, but everyone loved Madonna at some
point. Everyone loved Madonna at some point. Kylie, I was big on Kylie. Kylie was perfect.
When I was very young.
M2M, I love. I'm sure I've talked about M2M. Lots, but none that spring readily to mind. Like, name your name and I'll tell you.
No, I'm just thinking, I just remember being epically in love with Indigala. I mean, just never thought about it
until
just a second ago.
Oh my god, string section is solid. Probably Indigala. But you know, she had a moment of view. This is all one can really ask for at the end of the day.
Are you kidding me?
What? Tooth is fucked up, this cigarette. It's fucked up.
The most retarded cigarette.
Oh, really? No.
I'll get some of it.
No.
Cigarette. No,
well,
I can roll my own cigarette. That was.
I've got a rolling machine. Yeah, I can roll my own cigarettes. But did you? No, I don't think you did. I think you failed.
Obviously, I can't.
It doesn't mean that you can't. It just means that on this occasion, you should allow me to use my rolling machine. Blue to Carla. No, I've only got three songs on it. I've only got three Blue to Carla songs. That's good.
That's about as many as
anyone's got. I should get more in. Oh no. I've also fucked up. I can't make a cigarette either. Thank you. Probably unplug the cat. I know. You seem to be falling asleep on that couch, which is less comfortable. I was thinking I should unplug the other couch, which is more comfortable. You can fall asleep on that.
I probably can get up to the first time I've been on the phone. I'm going to sleep in and sleep on it. Yeah.
Are you just saying that? That's so beautiful. So good. You seem sad. You seem sad. You seem sad. Are you sad?
Sad.
Cool. Are you gonna quit your job? What are you gonna do about your job?
I don't know. No, I won't quit my job. I'll look into it, but I might not just. I might try and look for some other way.
Keep your options open. Keep your options open.
Yeah,
it's
pretty fucked.
It's fucked, man. Fuck that shit. No, seriously, fuck that shit. Fuck shit. Fuck it right off. It's theme of the evening.
I'm not willing to fuck it right
off. No. Keep your options open. Fair enough. But seriously, I was talking to Lee about this in a totally different context, in a sort of social context. We're talking about fucking Jess Fraser, who you may or may not remember, who stalked me all the way to Melbourne. And also became friends with Lee as a result of getting in Neurocam, involved in Neurocam, as a result of stalking me. And to this day, she calls him up, and sometimes they hang out, and he hangs out with her sort of like once or twice a month out of sympathy, because she's this horrible chick who just fucking whinges endlessly about her problems, and it's miserable and depressing. And she's expertly mastered the art of roping people into fucking socialising with her out of pity and obligation. Fuck that shit. Don't do it. Don't do things because you feel obligated to do them, is the point. Don't do that. You don't have to.
That's
different. If shit is bullshit, fuck it off, is the point.
I kind of feel like, being back in, like, base Swiss territory.
Why?
Because I feel like, I walked into a lot of jobs, and the hospitality is something I've done for years, and I've walked into a lot of jobs where they've just gone, yep, pretty much, you can do this, and you can do that, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm scared of me doing all this. And hospitality is fucked.
Hospitality pretty much is fucked. It's always going to be
fucked.
Some people adjust to it.
But it's also going to be manipulative fucked,
And that's the nature of the game, actually. Did you read about this fucking story in The Age about this chick who worked in this cafe in fucking Hawthorne or wherever it was?
Yeah, fine. I don't give a shit.
It's fucking hospitality. That's hospitality.
Yeah, fine.
They bullied her to death.
That's a different situation. That's completely different from what I'm working in. And
yeah, I know. But the point is that is somewhat the nature of the industry. It's fucking, it eats people alive.
The nature of the industry, yeah, okay. Yeah. But no. But actually, long and the short of it is, I've worked in it long enough to know and just go.
To go, yeah, it's killing my soul, but I'll do it. Yeah.
It kind of just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. What are you doing? And where where at any point do you think that you can take me for a ride? And where at any point do you think you can take me for a ride? Okay, I'm more than willing to jump on the bandwagon. There's something that they can give me, but I'm a bit too old at 26 to say.
So don't do it. Find some other way.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You really don't have to. I mean, you know, I know it's easy, but
it's just a bit shitty. It's just a bit sad. And I can't always get a little disappointed. Because I kind of think there's a part of me that's kind of idealistic and just really like it to be the way that it should be, which is the fact that that place is brilliant, $2,000 a night, and it could work. It could really work. But unfortunately, it doesn't, because people are fucked, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah, and it's sort of a question, to a degree, it's a value to engage with it. You've got to engage with it. You've got to engage with the conditions on the ground and see what's going on. You know, like, you'll disappear off into fucking fairyland if you don't do that. It's good to do that. But at the same time, it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Difficult question.
Best call ever. My boss the other day.
Because
I am one. True.
Yeah. Deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't necessarily want to be around cunts.
I think it's a fair thing to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I quite like to be around humans. And I quite like to be around a bunch of people that don't like
you're
that.
You're quite like God, aren't you?
And I'm not gonna stop this job. Like, it's a good job. It's fine. And he's white. I quite like those folk. And, I love the shop. Yeah. I also quite like to have the around because of the nutcuts.
That's the thing, if you still make ends meet on a job where you're totally happy with the social environment, you'd be unlikely to leave. You know, something that would be fulfilling on a personal level as well as everything else. But I think a few people have got that entirely, but that's one of those things.
It's doable.
I know people who have done it, but yeah, it's not hugely out there. You know, I think a lot of people have that sort of trade-off at some point. At the workplace of, you know, this is okay, but this isn't, and you've got to balance them and spin them around in your head and see what you do with them.
What was that girl that you were playing the other night?
If Dell also pulled this one on me, I don't know. That's it.
No, it was like,
no, I don't remember. Was it Patrick Wolf?
Oh, some folk girl.
Keep going, Joel. Stop listening now. Let's keep doing this.
I'm just trying to find some music that people like. Jane's Addiction. Jack Lugman. Oh my god.
No.
Guns N' Roses. Green Screen.
No. Do you remember that
Nine Nightcap? No. Oh, it wasn't the Nine Loughlin song.
I know.
No, it's a little oh, do I even have that? Maybe I don't. Emma fucking gave this to me on the tape. Nina. Her name's Nina. Yeah. Nope, don't have it. What do you know? But it's still good. Do you know this song? Do you know
this song?
No, not this song, but 99 Love Balloon by Nina.
Yeah, I remember that song. It's a good song. Put that song on.
Yeah.
Sure, break your
own. I don't have it. I can't believe that I have it.
Oh, you don't have it.
But no, but it's got to be on the internet. It's got to be on YouTube, yeah.
Hmm.
You understand how great is it?
That egg is
the Australian government wants to censor this motherfucker. I'm very angry. It's very annoying. Have you seen this shit? Like, Stephen kind of go, well,
No.
We're going to listen to him, so. But have you seen Stephen kind of go, look, China can.
Turn up really loud.
China can tell people what to do about censoring the thing. Why can't we be like that?
It seems to be alright. My god, it's been recording all this time.